Now for today's GeoQuiz, the Tablighi Jamaat is on our radar. Jamaat is a religious gathering that takes place in Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh. We're looking today for the name of the village in Pakistan where one of these gatherings just took place. Millions of Muslim men, men only, attended what's been loosely described as a kind of Woodstock, minus the sex, the drugs, and the rock and roll. From a distance, it looks like a sprawling tent city.
Walk a little closer and you'll see that it's made up of hundreds of prayer rooms and makeshift mosques that have been thrown together by pilgrims who've arrived from across Pakistan and have literally created what amounts to a sort of miniature holy city that springs up.
So can you name this town in Pakistan that was temporarily transformed into a holy city? The answer later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're asking about a religious gathering that's just taken place in Pakistan. It's not as huge as the Hajj, but it's one of the biggest Islamic gatherings outside Saudi Arabia. The Tablighi Jamaat takes place in various countries around the world. In Pakistan, it happens in the village of Raiwind, just outside Lahore. Matthew Green went there for the Financial Times.
Well, as you drive out of Lahore, first it feels like you're progressing out into open countryside. But after a few minutes, it's clear that there's rather a large gathering taking place. At first, you hit hundreds of vehicles, buses, trucks, cars, all parked off the road in a sort of giant makeshift car park. Then suddenly you see the edge of this enormous encampment that sprawls on for a very long way. Get inside of it and you see that it's essentially made up of hundreds of thousands of mosques and prayer rooms and sleeping areas and food stalls that have essentially been assembled practically overnight in the middle of this field. So it is literally a kind of miniature holy city that materializes each year at this village and then disperses almost as quickly as it materialized.
People showed up from across the country. They also showed up from around the world. Maybe you can tell us a few of the pilgrims with whom you spoke. There's one in particular that gave you some interesting quotations. This is a man from Canada.
That's right. There was a gentleman or a young man named Ayaz who I met who joined the movement in Montreal. It's worth bearing in mind that Tablighi Jamaat is one of the biggest Islamic movements in the world. Some academics estimate that it has up to 80 million members or adherents worldwide. I met a young man called Ayaz who'd been quite a boisterous teenager. He said that he'd certainly been into a few illicit activities in his youth, but he found religion by meeting these preachers and has now grown a long beard. He's basically banned himself from watching television, with the exception of ice hockey matches, which he still permits himself. But he's learning the Quran and hoping to become an Islamic scholar. So certainly the experience of the spiritual experience that many people take away from this movement can be quite life-changing in some cases and can have a very powerful effect on individuals.
One of the things he told you, I think, was once the Muslims fix themselves, people will look at us and become Muslims by themselves. What was he talking about regarding fix themselves?
Well, the purpose of Tablighi Jamaat is very much to bring Muslims back onto what the adherents believe is the true path to really become very disciplined about praying five times a day, to obviously obey all the commands to avoid alcohol and other temptations, and also to undertake proselytizing missions. One of the main features of Tablighi Jamaat is missions that the adherents undertake to go and essentially shepherd fellow Muslims back onto this stricter path, if you will. They may last 40 days. In some cases, these missions last months. And it's that's very much the focus of the movement that's seeking to steer Muslims back onto the path. And speak to people at this convention and they'll say, look, we're not trying to convert people from other religions. But of course, if we establish in our own lives a kind of ideal model of behavior, gradually society will change. And one day, the whole world will embrace Islam simply because they'll see the benefits that it can bring. So they don't seek to convert people, but they certainly do seek to lead by example.
What is the justification, if you think there is any, behind some concern, especially in the West, that gatherings such as this in Pakistan are a haven for extremists?
It's important to draw a distinction between the vast majority of people who turn up to a gathering like this, who certainly I found were genuinely pious people who were feeling that they were getting closer to God and being good Muslims by attending. But of course, in a country like Pakistan, where there is very large number of militant organizations, where there's a long history of the state sponsoring these organizations, albeit covertly, there are, of course, concerns that a gathering of this size will inevitably have perhaps fringe elements that can mingle freely there. The movement itself is very much against violence. It doesn't believe in revolutionary change. It doesn't believe in overthrowing the government. It certainly doesn't believe in preaching the kind of sectarian hatred that many of Pakistan's militant groups do preach. Having said that, they do have a certain overlap in their very strict view of Islam, that women should be kept at home or seen and not heard in many cases. The ban on entertainments and music and television and this very strict personal code. And there is a concern among some Pakistani observers that the movement could form a recruiting ground or a bridge between mainstream society and the small number of people who are perhaps inevitably present in such a large movement, who may be tempted to take their religious views to a more extreme conclusion.
Did you see any women at all at this event?
Well, no. I mean, this is the remarkable thing about this enormous gathering of hundreds of thousands of people, or of men exclusively, who assemble on this plain outside the city of Lahore. There was not a single woman to be seen anywhere. One of the gentlemen I spoke to said that he was married, that his wife taught in a madrasa or religious school back in Islamabad. But this is a very much a male gathering. There are no women to be seen. And even the men are dressed almost identically in these long, loose-fitting shirts and trousers, mostly with skull caps and, of course, the beards, which they see as equally an expression of piety. So, yes, it's a very male, very uniform gathering. And, yes, certainly women are not allowed.
And what were your reflections when you came out of there about the larger movement of Pakistan?
Well, I think the movement tells us a lot about Pakistan. It's a movement of religious conservatism, which is a trend which is increasingly prevalent in Pakistan, which has very much embraced a stricter interpretation of Islam in recent years. The gathering has become so popular that, in fact, even a few years ago, it was done over 3 or 4 days. Now, because there's so many people who flock to this meeting, the organizers have had to break it up into a double event, if you will, one for one part of Pakistan and one for the other part. There's simply so many people flocking to this movement. And you know, what was striking was that, you know, people genuinely felt that it brought them a sense of succor. I spoke to one man who traveled across the country. He said, look, I come from a wealthy family. We have very comfortable beds at home, but the sense of peace I get from sleeping on a mat out here almost in the open is beyond comparison. So there is a genuine sense of piety, a genuine sense of purpose and belonging that this movement brings. But of course, at the same time, seeing such a uniform commitment, seeing people who are quite ideologically firm in their beliefs, they're not open to much argument about what's right and wrong. It's clearly a powerful influence that leaves many of the more liberal elements of Pakistan society feeling a little nervous.
Thank you very much for telling us about the Tablighi Jamaat, a global preaching movement which met in Raiwind, Pakistan. Reporter Matthew Green with the Financial Times. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.